Buffalo Bills owner Terry Pegula acknowledged critics who think he spent too much money to buy the football team.
I'm going to ask people in the crowd, do you think we did?
Pegula and others speaking at Thursday's Sports Ownership Roundtable say there are elements to sports teams that make owning them different than owning other businesses. Mindy Rich recalled how her husband Bob stepped up to buy the Buffalo Bisons baseball team in the early 1980s.
The mayor of our community, then Mayor Griffin, asked us if we would, because there was a worry that baseball was going to leave town here and we weren't going to have a team. And so Bob agreed to get involved at that point.
The Riches then led the passionate but unsuccessful effort to bring a Major League Baseball franchise to town. They still own the Bisons, who play at the AAA level. Terry Pegula, who bought the Sabres in 2011, was living in Western New York with wife Kim during the Bills' Super Bowl years. Little did they know that not long after buying the Sabres, they'd be buying the Bills and securing the team's long-term stay. Kim Pegula.
So when we left Buffalo, we moved south, and so we kind of disconnected, and we really didn't realize fully until we came back the, like as Terry said, the fear, the uncertainty that the community had about their teams here, staying here and being viable in Buffalo.
Among the other panelists was Boston Bruins owner Jeremy Jacobs and National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman, who received praise from Bob Rich Jr. Rich said that while Bettman may not be beloved by many hockey fans, he played an important role in keeping the Sabres in Western New York during their bankruptcy and eventual sale to Tom Golisano.
Screw no goal. This guy should be called. Without Gary Bettman, there would be no hockey team here. And I just want to remember that.
Golisano, of course, later sold the Sabres to the Pegulas. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.